Matariki Whatira is a seasoned actor and muso mentor. He's worked with Rangatahi Tours, helping out young people turn their lived experiences into powerful stories through the arts. And Manawaora is Taurite, explores the idea of finding balance in a constantly changing world. Matariki is also part of the Modern Māori Quartet. And interestingly, when I look up his profile, he attended high school in Beijing and in Malawi, a graduate of Toi Whakaari, New Zealand Drama School too. Thanks for joining us on the program, Matariki. Tēnā koe, ko tei o tēnei. Mauri o rika koe, Chief.
Tēnā ki koe, Matua Teo.
Tēnā koe.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, good to talk with you again. How's life tracking for you first up? I was talking with James not so very long ago, but I love what the Modern Māori Quartet's been about, and even your party song stuff out of Whakaata Māori some years ago, bro, was a lot of fun. So what's keeping you mostly busy, Matariki, at the moment?
I've been actually taking time to sort of manage my busyness, and I currently live down in Ōhope on the beach, just out of Whakatāne, and have been just taking time for myself, keeping a good balance of mahi, and I'm getting on in years now, so have to sort of start watching my health. So I've been really
concentrating on that. What are you talking
about,
getting on in years? What's this about you?
Well, when you spend a lot of time working with rangatahi, you really feel how old you are.
Oh, well, that is a good point. I take your point there, bro. Thanks very much, Matariki, for joining us. But enjoying your work. You're the best singer in that quartet anyway, aren't you?
I
can see it. You got all the beats going on.
For the looks, I think.
Good on you. You're a handsome dude. So tell us more about lived experiences into powerful stories. Humbling when we get around our young people and learn of their realities. People knock our rangatahi way too much. We should be muscling in behind them and supporting them. Can you tell us about Manawaora?
Yeah. It's interesting you bring up lived experiences. This has been sort of knocking around my head all year since I've known I'd be working on this project in the capacity that I am. Their experiences are, different from mine, and that's not necessarily because of their socioeconomic sort of situations. That's these rangatahi now, they're the generation that had to go to school through COVID, and that does a big thing. They were born with phones in their hands, so social media is massive. I'm a millennial, so very different, and I can't even start to relate to their lived experience through these generational things. Socioeconomically, they are from tough parts of Auckland. So that clearly influences how they're brought up, their schooling, the way they think about everything, life. And that comes into play a big part when we start talking about creating a show about them and their relation to this thing called taurite or balance, or however we want to pull that apart and dissect this topic. It's big. We haven't actually started the process of rehearsal yet. That comes in 2 weeks. Yesterday we just had a meeting, a planning hui, with the powarahi, all the mentors that'll be helping create this thing alongside myself, we came up with a somewhat of a plan of engagement and attack to create something beautiful with and for these rangatahi and their whānau.
Tēnā koe. Can you give us a sort of overview then, please, Matariki? Of taurite. There was a planning hui yesterday. Talk about geographics, access to, who's been invited, what the goal is. Give us the elevator pitch to this kaupapanga or rangatahi tour, please, Eho.
The the ins and outs of the show, I suppose. We work to create a show in the first week of the school holidays. In the second week of the school holidays, on the Monday, we go into Q Theatre. We pack in, we bump in, we get the rangatahi used to, and they get a feel for what it's like to be in a theatre, a professional theatre in the middle of Auckland. They get 2 days in there to really put the show up, get lights on them, and then they have a show for their friends and whānau on the Wednesday night, and then Thursday and Friday is open to public. So I think that's the 8th and 9th of October. So those are just the generic pitch of the show. What the show's about, it's about them. It's about rangatahi and how they relate to the world. Taurite is a great bouncing sort of point of departure for them to create from. I've been involved with the show for 3 years now, and yeah, I get a sense that it's a leap pad for them to be able to stand and they get the opportunity, and they already have the innate bravery to be able to stand there and speak their truths, sing their truths, dance their truths, haka their truths. And yeah, we just want to build the safe environment around them.
You know, bro,
I don't know if that answered your question.
What I love is that so often referencing academic endeavor as being the pathway forward, and so we negate celebrating the creative side of our lives, community, and space. And a lot of our rangatahi are damn good at it. But have yep. never been sort of set free, in a sense, Matariki, to say, look, this is as worthy as any other pathway. What a bland world would have without creativity. And so, you know, challenging them to put meaningful kaupapa, package it in a way that is suitable for the theatre, and then go through all of the disciplines that theatre involve, as you mentioned, lighting, staging, costuming, etc., gives them an introduction to a side of themselves that perhaps has been denied through the schooling process. What changes have you seen in our young people who might come from difficult circumstances, asked to speak their truth by developing a production and then going all the way into performing it in front of their whānau and friends? What impact have you seen that have on some of the people you've worked with over time, Matariki?
Come closing night, you know, the last moment where they do their curtain call on closing night for the last 2 years, they are in such a state of elation, you know, and that's a surface thing. What happens after that is the hard thing, because we have to let them go. With Ngā Rangatahi Tour, just there's a couple of examples. Of rangatahi who have come through that through the process of not only working on Manawa Ora, but they also Huio Sullivan, who's the executive director of Ngā Rangatahi Toa, you know, she works with youth through the ages of 13 to 17 in various sort of fields of the world, and Manawa Ora happens to be the sort of one of the creative outlets they get to experience. But she works with them, you know, they get to have experience with All Press Coffee as one of their partners. And so they go to and learn how to roast coffee and make coffee and sell coffee. And one example of that is one of the rangatahi who came through a few years back, now lives in London and works for All Press, you know, coming out of the depths of, And I don't mean to really, yeah, the depths of Auckland's low socioeconomic sort of areas. I don't want to put those places down because they're so rich in other ways. But to be now an international coffee working for All Press London, you know, that to me is a success. And I you know, that's the hope that We work with them for this small part of their experience with Manawa Ora, but also this small part of their lives, in the hope that they remember back and go, that was that was some tough stuff that I did back then. I stood on stage in front of my whānau, in front of people I don't even know, and I sang, or I spoke a poem about my lived experience. And damn, well, it's life changing. I know that sounds quite sensational, but it's life changing for them. We see it from Monday morning of the first day of rehearsal to Friday night of the last night of the show. Their lives are changed, no doubt about it. And that's all them.
Yeah, but they need
Yeah.
somebody who's been there before. And with your experience at Toi Whakaari, as an example of occupying other personalities and spaces, projecting your voice, all of the tools of trade, really, I guess, Matariki, can be quite enlightening to many. And we know that, for instance, coming out of the South Side, you might not have a lot of money, but there's a hell of a lot of talent that is kicking around. And we see the success of it in slam poetry. So many of our Māori Pasifika rangatahi just warmed to the creative sector and into stage work. Many of them are adept at kapahaka and Polynesian performance. And so, you know, we just come from families that laugh and challenge each other in ways that are really great foundations to expose at times on the stage. So you've got a wonderful piece of plasticine that can help to be you can help to mould. Must be pretty rewarding for you as well, Ehua.
Well, yeah, and I like to think of us, those who are in my capacity when working in this context. I like to think of myself as a like a midwife, I suppose. We have the know all of how to make the thing, and we help them along, but ultimately they do the mahi. They stand up. It's all them. We're just there to guide, shape, help, uplift. But yeah, it's really it, you, I can't take credit. I can't take credit for what is made, for the magic that is done. All I can do is go, yeah, we help them get to that point, but the magic is all them. Yeah, my ego is left right at the door, and I have one. I definitely have an ego, but that's left at the door way early in the process, and we're just here to assist.
Tēnā koe. It's been very cool having a chat with you, mate. I've been enjoying your mahi, you know, and the various shows that I've seen you in over the years, and also, you know, love the reenactment of the Modern Māori Quartet. I think that was so very cool as well. All the best. Just out of curiosity, Matariki, I mentioned that I was surprised to read that you did school in China and in, of all places, Malawi. These are strange places for a young fellow to end up. How did you end up there?
Yeah, my parents are teachers. They've been teachers since they taught when they started careers in the late 70s through the 80s, and I was born in the 80s. And when we were living in a small town, Tokoroa, in the South Waikato, and it got to a point with my parents that they were like, it's this job doesn't end at 3 o'clock when the bell rings. This job carries on, and we're technically social workers as well as being teachers, and years and years of that just had its toll on them. So they threw their CVs into the wind, and a school in Beijing went, we'll have an interview. And that's kind of how we ended up overseas. Mum and Dad ended up living overseas for 27 years. They only just recently moved back to New Zealand. I got to go along with them while I was still in school. So yeah, we lived in Beijing for 5 years. And then they got new jobs in Malawi and Africa. I finished high school there, and then I had to fly the coop. So yeah, when I went to uni, I came back to New Zealand. It was funny coming back. It felt like quite the foreigner. Had to relearn what it was to be from this place. I've recently gone back and studied reo at Waikato University. Yeah. It was great. Awesome experience. If I could say anything to our Māori out there, get out, go see the world. It's an eye-opener.
Well, they sound like interesting folk. I better try and line up an interview with Mum and Dad. They've come back to NZ. Where are they living, Matariki?
They came back to retire and they live in Ōhope in Whakatāne.
Cool.
They haven't retired yet though. They're both still in the classroom. So geez, they need to stop. But yeah, story.
It's lovely that you reference them. 27 years, long time to be away. I'm sure they've got some tales to tell, just as you no doubt have as well. Listen, bro, all of the best with the working with our rangatahi. We mention often there's nothing more important than the work we do on their behalf. They're the ones that we're leaving our kaupapa to. So our efforts are well and truly on target when we're supporting them. Thanks for talking about the new work coming up, and look forward to having another kōrero with you soon, Matariki. Ngā mihi nui kākwe, te rangatira, tēnā koe.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Good talking with you. That gets underway, as mentioned, in the second week of the school holidays at the Q Theatre. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603. We're going to play a little piece of music from the boys from the Modern Māori Quartet. This Waiata is Marae Kura featuring Awhi Mai as well, James's beautiful wife. Now they've had two children together living in Taupo. We'll put that song together. Atukohu Middleton is joining us to take us through till 9 o'clock. Longtime friend. He's written a wonderful new puka puka of Māori fiction, I Rotu I Te Reo Māori. That's coming up in a mo. It's just gone 8:44.
Te tangata, kaora ai te tangata.
That's Marae Kura and the Moromarikotet. Thanks to Matariki Whatarau, and wonderful to have recorded all with